This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lynn Paul, LYNNEPAUL, date of birth 03/29/1961, date of appointment 5/30/2024, requesting physician Joseph Carozza, JOSEPHCARROZZA. Dear Dr. Carozza, I have the pleasure of seeing Lynn Paul today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having chronic head pain on the right side. It is throbbing. This is there for the last 6 months. It is daily. Sometimes sharp, sometimes dull, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. Her vision is half blurry during headache. Sleep does not help. Tylenol sometimes help. When she was 20-year-old, she was on birth control pills and she was having headache at that time. She is having dizziness with and without headache. During walking, she feels wavy. When she moves the head, she feels dizzy. But she can have a headache with or without dizziness. She feels lightheaded, no fainting, no chest pain. Past medical history, hypothyroidism. Osteoarthritis, UTI. Imbalance of the gait. Depression, anemia. Vitamin D deficiency, GERD. Past surgical history, status post right knee surgery, gastric bypass, wrist surgery, allergy to penicillin, and gabapentin, medication, levothyroxine, azelastin, acetazolopram, social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is a retired teacher. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased, cancer of liver and arthritis, father disease, cancer, leukemia, 1 sister, 2 brother, 1 brother deceased due to throat cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowels on present, neck supple. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice synosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator, driftery, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflex is 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the right foot. Assessment and plan, 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, benign positional vertigo. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to start the preventative medication for migraine, Topamax 25 mg, 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week and then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. For benign positional vertigo, she might need physical therapy. For neuropathy, can be due to thyroid problem. Or due to bariatric surgery. I advised her to take bariatric vitamin or multivitamin. I would like to order the B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I also would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office after all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Thank you for calling St. Mary's.